This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, effects of satisfaction and submission to God. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of the effects of satisfaction and submission to God in the Islamic lifestyle. One of the effects that we can talk about is that the one who submits to the God and who is satisfied on what God has made for him is that he gains the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, we know that in any system, whether it's the family system, the social system, in the educational system, in the environment where we work, if we work or if we perform or if we live according to what it's been set for us and we are satisfied to that and we are submitted to those things that are set for us, obviously, the ones who are our bosses, our parents, or the ones who's basically running the system, they are happy from us because they are seeing that we are submitted, we respect for what they have made for us. For example, the rules that are set in a company, if we follow those rules, if we follow the handbook that is given to us, it means that we are respecting the company. We are respecting, we are submitted to that, and obviously due to the submission and the satisfaction that we show to them, due to that, we work properly, and the things go smoothly even for the company, and it's very easy. It becomes easy for them to manage the things when people are submissive. Therefore, we can imagine this to the creation of the mankind by the God, and therefore we must submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of the effects of satisfaction and submission to God. And we were talking about being one of the effects is that we get the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did we say is that we need to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to be sure the satisfaction to the rules that are set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, there is a handbook for us, and that is Quran. We need to follow this book. We need to live according to this book. And therefore, when we live according to this book, when we live our lives according to this guidance that is being sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are submitted to that, it shows that Allah becomes razi, he's happy from us. This is the rida or satisfaction of Allah. So we are having two ways. So when we obey the orders of Allah, there are rewards for us. We gave the example of the company in the family system. Even when children, they obey their parents try to give them more. They try to bring more. They try to give rewards to them. And this is one of the ways. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ has also said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you more than you obey him. And on the day of judgment, when we are in need, we are in faqr, we are in need. On the day of judgment, where our deeds are in front of us and we know that we haven't done anything, on that day, Allah will take our hands. He will support us. He will back us. Why? Because in this world, we were submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We showed satisfaction on what Allah gave us. And on the day of judgment, He will help us because He is happy from us. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.